everybody. It's Shahrzad and Surjan.
Hello, hello. Joining you guys on another quarantine Wednesday, I guess we can call it. It's been officially 8 weeks, I think, or 9 weeks. Yeah. I don't know how long it is now that we've been in self-quarantine, and I haven't seen you, and I miss you so much.
I miss you too. I miss people, and you know, I've had a lot of like big life moments quarantined, and I just had another big one that I'm really excited about. My baby turned 6.
I
had my 6-year mom-iversary and Idris's birthday, and it's interesting, you know, of all the like, that was sort of the last big event in my personal life that got, I guess, canceled or postponed or had to, you know, be changed or altered because of the coronavirus.
I had to pivot.
And you know, now I feel like in a way, a weight has sort of been lifted off my shoulders because we got through everything that was important in my little world and it all worked out. It was all good. Everything's great. Nothing else is on my calendar anymore. You know what I mean? Like that was the last thing. And I think I mentioned this once on the podcast that I was like a little, like that was telling Idris he couldn't have a birthday party was probably one of the things I had been feeling really sad about. Yep. And his day ended up being amazing. He wanted a police themed birthday. He's been talking about that since his 5th birthday, which was Ghostbuster themed. We had Ghostbusters. You remember, Susan?
I remember.
We had Ghostbusters show up at our house. It was a huge surprise. It was amazing.
They were Mexican Ghostbusters. I loved it.
Well, one had, they did it for charity.
And the year before it was Russian Batman.
Yes, I know. We like diversity in our superheroes. And you know, so this year was police themed and truly Idris has been talking about police themed birthday since his 5th birthday in lieu of actually kids celebrating. We called the cops and this really friendly officer came over and let Idris and Cyrus into his car. And it was just the greatest thing in the world. My sister-in-law surprised us with it. It was so fun. We built a disgusting cake that was police themed because I let Idris decorate it. And I'm a really shitty baker. And and we did so many fun things at home and it ended up being amazing. And I'm just really happy that all the big events that I had just kind of like worked out and everybody's calm and there's nothing else lingering. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you know, it's good. Anyway, how are you?
I'm glad to hear that. I think, honestly, I think the moral of the story is that sometimes things seem like a bigger deal to us.
Yeah.
And if we just take a step back, maybe take a breath and just do what we can, it all works out. I saw the pictures you posted and Idris looks so happy. He looks like this was like the best day of his life. He didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, like he got to see a policeman that visited him. He got to explore his car. He got to make a cake. And you don't usually have him making cake and eating sweet stuff, you know? It's like
this was
a special, special day. And you know, it's like as much as we might be bummed out, our kids don't. They're not bummed out. Nikasha's been pumped that we've been home. You know, like he doesn't have to go to school. I'm like, do you want to go to school? He's like, no, stay mommy, daddy, you know? And he's, you know, if anything, I'm worried about what the future holds when I have to send him back to school and, you know, get him used to all that stuff. He stays up late now, which is a little annoying, but that's okay. And he, you know, he's eating stuff that we don't normally, I mean, it's like ice cream every single night, you know?
Oh yeah.
Partially for our own sanity. It's because I partially want ice cream. Partially it keeps him in check. And you know, it's like, you know, we're just dealing with everything. And the more I think about it, the more I guess stop stressing about it, the better everything starts to feel. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's interesting the pressure that moms put on themselves to have things be a certain way. And yeah, when you just take a beat and give yourself a little bit of grace and relax, you know, things can just work out. And for me with that birthday and what I learned, you know, Idris, he really wanted his mom and dad, like in his, you know, his parents smiling at him and hanging out with him and to get to choose what he had could eat for dinner. He chose sushi because he's my child. And it was good. We're good. So I'm in a better mood. And I've been actually the day after his birthday, I woke up and I was like, damn, I am in the best mood that I've been in since we started this damn quarantine. Like there's this weird feeling bubbling inside me. It's called hope. Have you heard of it? And
does it start with an H?
It starts with an H. It's hope. It's when you're like kind of positive. So that feels good. I'm not saying that feeling is going to last forever or anything like that. But after feeling pretty just blah for 2 months, it was nice to get the pep in my step again.
Yep.
And you seem chipper, Susan.
Chipper. I have my moments. I definitely have my moments. I have moments where I want to strangle my husband. I have moments where, you know, I have to like check myself and, you know, remind myself to be more patient. There are a lot of things. I feel like I am back to, you know, I mean, it's like, boo-hoo, poor me. I still have a job, I suppose, but I'm doing everything again, you know, like the way I used to. I had moved. My business had gotten, you know, into a place where I really wanted it to be, and it's not there anymore, you know, and it's like, I feel like I'm backtracking a few years, and that feels a little bit like a bummer, but at the same time, I, you know, when I do, again, take that step back and I look at everything that's happening, it's like, I'm in a very good place, and, you know, that's okay. Things aren't, it's like changing the way I think about things, and that's been hard, but it does definitely make things easier, you know, when you change your view on it.
Totally. Totally. Well, that's good. That's exciting. I mentioned a few weeks ago on an episode that we sat around and wrote a little kids book together.
Oh,
and I submitted.
You have news? Good.
Yeah, well, I just submitted it to
the Adventure Bears
people. Yeah. Working title. I don't think we're going to go with that one. I mean, I like that, but, and it might, yeah, I like little bears. Or Lucky Little Bears. We'll see. Working title. But I'm excited because I submitted it to some peeps and it's getting read and reread and dissected. So we'll see what this whole new journey is, you know?
Good.
It's been a fun little thing. I really feel like the only things that I can do that are productive during this time have to involve my kids. Like yeah. Just carving out time for me to do adult stuff. It's just, I don't know. It's been hard for me for some reason. I don't know why. Usually when we're on our normal routine, I'm really good at making time for myself, yeah. You know, and as I felt like I always reference being in the trenches, which I think is where you are motherhood wise, Susan, mm-hmm. As being a really hard time when I couldn't carve out personal time for myself. And I got out of that. And it's been a lot easier to manage my kids. But during quarantine, I've been having some trouble just saying, hey, can I have an hour? Because if I don't get it, something bad's going to happen. Like mommy's going to be really mad. Nobody's going to eat and we're going to have a messy house. So, anyway, I'm trying to get better about just verbalizing because Michael and I are actually doing great. Don't hate me, couple.
I don't hate you too.
Married,
I'm so happy for you. I'm pumped for you.
He's, you know, he cleans a lot and that's really, really helpful because we're both neat freaks and I can't relax. This is just me, my personality. I cannot relax if my house is messy. It makes me sick. I'm the type that makes my bed within seconds of getting up. And, I think that we're able to stay a titch sane, partially-ish, because we're both neat freaks.
That makes sense. Charzad.
Yes, Susan?
Do you know what I've been doing lately?
I don't know, but you look beautiful. Tell me more.
I have been getting my glow up on. You know, my glow up on. Does that even make sense? I have been getting my glow on, and it's not just skincare. I have actually been using my Kenzie. And if you don't know what that is, Kenzie is the latest trend in laser hair removal, and they believe in keeping things simple and making your life easier. The Kenzie IPL handset is an at-home hair removal device, and I am, you know what? I've been using it. I am trying to make sure I come out of quarantine completely hairless.
I'm excited for you and your hairless body, Susan.
I mean, I'm pumped for my hairless body and the hair on my head is getting thicker and growing. So, you know, I just feel like things are going to be good for me when I get out of this.
You got all the hair in all the right places is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
I really like Kenzie too. It's efficient, effective, easy to use, convenient. you know, it's harder to get out of the house these days. Another thing I really like about Kenzie is it's actually significantly less expensive than going to a place and getting your hair lasered off. So you can save a lot of time and money doing things, doing other things.
Yeah, think about all the money you're going to save. And, you know, I've been using it actually for a few months now, but within that first 3 to 4 weeks that I used it, I really noticed that my hair was growing back slower and it was definitely not as thick as it usually is. So I'm really excited to just keep going.
Absolutely. Kenzie says you will see full results after just 12 weeks. You guys, we have a code because we're awesome. With code FAM, you can get $55 off your very own Kenzie. That means that the whole at-home laser system will only cost you $174. This is way less than the total cost of just one in-clinic laser session. That means you can start spending less time shaving so you can do more fun things that you love. I hate shaving, for the record. Go to kenzie.com, that's K-E-N-Z-Z-I.com, and use the code FAM for $55 off your purchase plus free shipping. We have a really fun guest that I'm so excited for you guys to get to know. Her name's Megan. She's my sister's sister-in-law. And she's a sweetheart. She's a nurse. She works in infectious diseases. She'll tell you a little bit more about what she does when you meet her in a second. She's a mom of two. Her girls are gorgeous. I've met them a few times. She's not an influencer, although if you looked at her Instagram account, you would think she was because her pictures are just so perfect and beautiful. And she's got a really fun little theme going
theme?
On.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that.
She's great. She's sweet. And it's really nice to take a break and talk to a mom who is, working and works in the real world, not in like La La Land, like you and I do, Susan.
I know. It's true. I am really interested in talking to her because I feel like, you know, again, that whole viewpoint, getting some perspective on things. I feel like when you talk to someone who is an essential worker, and specifically for her, you know, I have friends who are in the medical industry right now, and it is bonkers for them. You know, they're a little bit scared, but they have to take a step back and, you know, remember that they took an oath to take care of people and help them. And so while they're scared, they know that they have to do this, and they care. And it's, you know, it's, if anything, it's nice to know that there are people that truly care, you know, they don't just need to go to work. They have to go to work because they feel like this is what they were put on earth to do, is to take care of others. So it's always nice to talk to somebody that's in this industry and get perspective, because it just makes you feel so much more grateful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So drum roll, please, bring Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining.
I'm so excited. You know, I just want to say this is Megan's podcast debut.
Woohoo! It is. So exciting.
And I'm really happy. You know, it's interesting. We've gotten a lot of feedback that a lot of our audience wants to hear from real moms and like experts, and not necessarily like super influencer moms. Not that they're not real moms, but people really want to have conversations and hear about conversations with like real women who aren't trying to be famous on the internet a lot of times.
Yeah, I think that changes things. Yeah, it changes things. And you know, it's what's really interesting about you. I mean, there's probably a lot of things that are interesting, but what's interesting right now, it's fascinating, is you're considered an essential worker right now.
Yeah, it's nuts. I even find that a little bit mind-blowing.
Let's tell everybody what you do. I know you're a nurse. Yes. And we were so close to being officially joined as like sisters-in-law a few weekends ago. But her brother and my sister's wedding got canceled or postponed, hopefully. And
Hopefully they're still going to marry each other.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think they will.
We definitely want to have a wedding. I hope. I think. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll put words in my sister's mouth. Not allowed to do that. Anyway, so will you walk everybody what you do? I know you have two girls, Sophia and Layla. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. So that's my main job, is being a mom to both of my girls. I have a 3-year-old and named Layla, and then my 5-year-old Sophia. Sophia is in TK, which is transitional kindergarten. So she was too young to go into kindergarten. So it's very similar to kindergarten, which I did not expect at all. But so it's a lot of work. So I'm homeschooling her, trying to keep my 3-year-old busy, which is not easy to do. And then working full time. I work 4 days a week. So right now I'm working Monday through Thursday. I'm a nurse and I'm actually an infection preventionist, which is, it's literally the worst time in the world to be an infection control nurse.
Wait, what does that mean? Because that, well, first off, like controlling infection, like what does that even mean?
That is literally the worst word to use for it, even though that's the title, because there's no controlling a lot of these things, right? So as I'm sure you see on the news, there's no controlling this virus. So where I work, it's a post-acute facility. So we get a lot of people who aren't really ready to go home from the hospital. They come to us first for extra care before they're stable enough to go home. So we get a lot of stroke patients, a lot of patients with heart issues or fractures, all that good stuff. So they're already immunocompromised. So our fight against the virus is a little bit different because we're trying to keep it out of our facility as opposed to fighting it head on.
I mean, you're like, I'm busy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh my God. Okay. I have a lot of questions. First of all, thank you for working and thank you for doing what you do. I'm sure you're crushing it because I know you not as well as I want to, but you know, from a distance, and I feel like we're pretty much family now, but I'm drowning. And I say this almost every episode we've done during quarantine, I'm drowning and my kids are almost identical ages to yours. And my biggest job is to do the podcast, which is nowhere near as difficult. It's not difficult at all. It's just time management, but you actually are like risking your life going to work. So what's going on in your head when you get dressed every day? How does this all go down as a mom?
Megan, before you even answer that, like, you know, Shahrzad says risking your life. Is that how you feel when you're going into work too? I want to know that. Like, because I think, you know, we're lucky. We get to stay home if we want to, you know, like we can do our jobs for the most part at home.
Right. So there are certain situations that I'm put in where I do feel like, oh man, I'm like putting myself at risk for being exposed to the virus itself. But a lot of times I'm so focused on making sure that certain things, certain protocols are in place to keep it out, making sure we're only taking certain types of patients that haven't been exposed to it. So I'm not as worried about my life being at risk, if that makes any sense at all. It's more for me about like preventing the outside from coming in. So it is scary some days. A lot of days it's more about, oh my gosh, where have I been? Like for me, going into the grocery store is not an option right now. I have to send my husband. I can't go shopping. I can't, you know, spend time with neighbors or anything like that. And my family can't go anywhere because if I were to become exposed, I could no longer work.
And your husband, he's working from home right now too, right?
No, he works in the car business. So he is still considered an essential worker, which is kind of nuts. Yeah, we're both working, which is crazy. He's more in an office, so he's alone a lot more and isn't exposed to a whole lot of people every day. But he does, yeah, he goes into work.
So what are the precautions that you take as both of you being essential workers and having to go out into the world and stuff? What do you do when you come home? How are you preventing stuff from happening? And how are you keeping your sanity also?
Yeah, so as soon as I get home, I bolt upstairs and I strip my clothes off right into like a special laundry basket so that I can wash it separately from everything else. And then I get in the shower and wash myself from head to toe. So there is a little bit of fear involved just because I don't know what I've been exposed to at work. And, you know, I mean, that's always that question of like, did I wash my hands well enough? Did I accidentally touch my hair? We're like in full PPE at work. So yeah, I mean, I do have some of those fears, not as much as people like on the direct front lines that are testing these people constantly, but I do have that. So get home, shower right away. Obviously, like I've had a couple moments where I'm like, do I have a sore throat? Did I just cough? And I'll separate myself from my family just to be extra cautious. But most of the time I feel like I haven't been exposed. I just make sure I don't touch my kids or my husband until I've showered and washed my hands and all that good stuff.
We are so excited, guys. This episode of Fam for All Moms is brought to you by Magic Spoon.
I'm so pumped about Magic Spoon. I love well, first off, I love cereal. I also love sugary things, but I know they're not good for me. So it really is hard for me not to purchase cereal. And I'm pumped about Magic Spoon because I don't feel so guilty when I eat it. And I also don't feel guilty giving it to Nikosh because it's such a better cereal.
When I saw in the box that it's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free, I literally just burst out laughing. I was like, well, this is going to taste terrible. And I had it whole. Holy crap. It was amazing. I'm not kidding. You guys have to try it. The box itself too is so fun. I love, love, love the packaging. My kids and I went crazy for it. Our favorite in our house is Fruity. We inhaled that box very quickly.
Honestly, it feels like a better version of the cereal I used to eat when I was a kid. You know, they had that cocoa, the Fruity, the Frosted, and the blueberry flavors. But the thing is, they have zero sugar in there. There's 12 grams of protein, and you only net 3 grams of carbs in each serving, which I can't believe. I truly can't, because it tastes so good and you wouldn't think it.
You guys can go to magicspoon.com/fam to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code FAM at checkout to get free shipping. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guaranteed. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
You're going to like it though. You guys absolutely will love this cereal. It's like a guilt-free cereal and you get free shipping. So that's magicspoon.com/fam and use the code FAM for free shipping.
Thank you so much to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast. So Megan, and I think I kind of know, but I'm going to ask you anyway and pretend like I don't know because I want people to hear. So you've got a homeschooled at least one TK kid, and you guys are both working full time. So how does that work with childcare? Like, is your dad is a hero, right?
Yes. My dad is a
saint. I love your dad, by the way. I love both
your parents. My dad, yes. Yeah. You'll probably hear my 3-year-old is looking for me. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Where is my husband? We're all moms we're all moms. We're all stuck at home. Every mom listening has a kid screaming somewhere.
Somewhere, right? Somewhere. My son was banging on my window just now because I had locked the door to this office. So, you know, I keep pausing. I actually keep muting myself so that it doesn't make a lot of noise. So we all get it.
Yeah. I'm going to text him while we're talking. Where are you?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, we're fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kill you.
That's exactly how I feel. I forgot what you asked me.
I was just saying, since both you and your hubby are essential workers, you have kids. How does this work?
My dad is a saint. He watches our kids 3 days a week. So while we're both at work, he comes to my house and watches them. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge help because I don't have to worry about taking them anywhere or them being exposed to anybody else. My mom is working from home right now, so they're just kind of home together and not going anywhere. So he just kind of goes back and forth, and yeah, we're so lucky. So, so lucky.
You have such a good attitude, and I feel like if somebody didn't have a parent or somebody they really could trust to watch their kids while being an essential worker, I just don't know how it works. You know, I don't know how you get anything done because you also have homeschool pressure.
Yeah. So it's kind of nuts because I feel like, especially on days, my dad also watches my niece. I don't know if you knew that, but
I did.
So my older brother's baby. So he's got all three of them during the day, which is wild. So I come home from work and shower, and then it's right into homeschool. And I am shocked at how much work goes into homeschooling for one. But even TK is so much more work than I could have ever imagined. She had 12 assignments yesterday.
Oh my God.
12 assignments? I don't remember doing this much work when I was, granted, I don't remember being
that young either. It is mind blowing. And some of it is way more in depth than I would ever think. Teachers deserve all the credit in the world and a huge raise. I could never be a teacher. I've learned that during this quarantine. I could never homeschool my kids. And I can never be a full-time stay-at-home mom.
No, it's so much work. You know, the level of patience, and you know patience. You are a nurse. So the extra level of patience that you need to have to be a teacher is unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I really can't.
Yeah, I mean, Idris had to do a whole, report on a cow today that he had to then present via Zoom. And now we have to start scanning in his weekly math assignments to prove that we're doing them. And you know, on one hand, like, of course I don't want him to just sit around and have his brain just rot, you know?
Right.
We put in so many like good habits at the beginning of the year to like, you know, just get in a good place with like doing his nightly homework and stuff. And it just feels like so much to handle. And I mean, I don't know. So I'm always in awe of people that are getting up and going to work and actually like having to leave the house and then come back and do this, because I've been a curmudgeon lately and just complaining about everything, but I really should shut up because I don't have to go anywhere.
Well, you know, it's hard in any situation. It's just, this is new for all of us. For me, I'm naturally a very uptight person. I like follow a schedule and I kind of expect my kids to do the same thing. I've learned, well, I haven't learned. I'm learning to kind of just let go. It's not easy for any of us. It's brand new. And like, you know, with Sophia, my oldest, I'm always like, we have to have this assignment done by this time. And then you have a Zoom call at this time. And it's like, you know what? She doesn't get it done on time. Who cares? We'll do it later. We'll do it tomorrow. Let go. Let them have fun. I'm really trying to enjoy the time that I have with them because I don't get to do this very often.
That's true.
But also just to maintain some sanity because it's tough.
Well, is it kind of nice sometimes getting up and leaving the house? Cause
absolutely. Absolutely. Some days it feels like a huge break.
Cause you know, a part of me has been like, well, can we consider YouTube an essential job? No, I'm kidding. No. Where I like bring in my team. It's like, you guys are supposed to be working. We need to entertain America.
Right. Right. I often look at my Alexa and I'm like, can you just teach the kids today?
Yeah. Oh my God. Somebody get on that. Somebody get on like Alexa programming for like kindergarten through seniors. So
no kidding. My husband and I were talking about how different it would be if all of this happened when we were kids. Like right now we are ordering like different books and different toys to keep them entertained throughout the day, right? But what would that have looked like for us before Amazon Prime existed, right? Like right now you can just say, oh, like we need 3 new books and they're there on your doorstep the next day. Whereas 30 years ago, if this happened to us, that would not be the case.
Yeah, I know. I know. I need to always remind myself to be grateful and I just like keep doing it every day. Susan knows every time I talk to her, I'm like, I'm grateful.
I know. Yeah. I mean, look, we get to actually even see each other. I can see your beautiful face and we get to meet people like Megan and have these conversations. I mean, this stuff we wouldn't have had all of this. So it is interesting to think about like how it would have gone down years ago, even right. Just a few years ago, you know?
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. I'm personally truly genuinely grateful this didn't happen last year when my mom was sick. I think about that all the time because she was obviously not doing well in those last few weeks. And I just think, damn, that would have been a really tough decision for me to make to like who to spend time with, right? You know, and how to, I don't know. And to think about like funerals that people are having or the life celebrations that have to be via Zoom or like social distancing at a funeral, that kind of stuff. You know, I'm grateful that things happen the way they happened in my life because Megan knows we had a massive rager for my mom's life.
Yes. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful.
And it was just like, so it was so perfect. It was the perfect send off for like my mom. But you know, people are going through like weird, hard shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we are seeing a lot of that. Even where I work, it's people who are extremely immunocompromised or even, you know, near the end of their life and they can't have their family at bedside. And that's, I mean, honestly, the emotional aspect of my job is greater now than it ever has been because it's harder now, I should say, than it ever has been because I'm seeing people who are so vulnerable and they're alone. I mean, the staff, you know, the nurses and the doctors and the aides, like we are all they have while they're with us. So it's really hard. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if either of you have ever been in the hospital, but when you are in the hospital, you're just like laying there, you feel helpless. You just want your family by your side. For a lot of the people that I help, they're alone. It's tough.
That makes me get really emotional.
I know. Well, what are you, some of the things that you're doing? Are you doing anything to like try to like keep your emotions in check and stuff? I mean, do they even teach you stuff and when you go to medical school and everything to, you know, like, because you know you're going to face some of these things that are going to be hard as a human being to actually witness, right?
Yeah. I mean, I talk to my husband about it a lot that that always helps. But we do have like employee services where we can talk to people about it. Obviously the main focus right now is our patients and making sure that they have the right people to talk to. So social workers and all that are readily available to them. And technology has been huge. We have like everyone pretty much has access to an iPad or some sort of, you know, tablet to chat with their families while they're with us. So that's been really helpful.
How do you feel like the overall mood is where you work? Like, is it just like kind of somber every day, or is it more like I see these videos on Facebook with like nurses dancing and it makes me so happy because I'm like, yes, good. They need to like let like their wiggles out essentially and like, you know, shake
right.
it out because it's such a high stress sort of situation. But how is the mood? How's your work vibe?
You know, it really changes every day. A lot can happen in a matter of minutes, honestly. A lot of times, yeah, it is really light and we try to uplift each other and do fun things like that. It is mostly somber. It feels very quiet. There's not a lot of people in and out. We are completely excluded from having visitors of any kind. So it's only essential people that are coming in at this point. Cafeterias closed, all of that stuff. Yeah, it feels really quiet most of the time. You hear a lot more of like IVs beeping and call lights going off and things like that. It's not as lively as you would think. It's also not chaotic, which is a good thing. It's a very calm environment, but definitely not as uplifting as it normally is.
Shahrzad, have you heard that Jeannie Mai has a new podcast called Listen Honey?
I have heard, and I just want to talk about Jeannie Mai for like a quick second. Mm-hmm. She was one of the first like celebrities that I ever went up to and said hi to and had a like a potentially awkward fangirl moment. It was like 10 plus years ago, and she was so nice to me. And she was like, she's a Bay Area girl, which like I'm a Bay Area girl, and she was living in LA, and like I was living in LA, so I just felt this immediate connection. And I've met her, I think, one more time since then. She's always been so nice and like fun and funky. And her podcast is just a lot of her being, you know, herself, which is great. So if you like her, you're going to love her podcast.
I mean, we live in a world of tweets and sound bites and picture perfect Instagrams. And I feel like she's so good about pulling the curtain back and really showing us what life is like and just, you know, addressing things in a really fun way. I think that Jeannie is one of the funniest people I've ever met and actually, you know, just watched. I think she's entertaining and I'm excited that she has a podcast.
You guys can subscribe to Listen Honey wherever you get your podcasts and remember to listen honey to all the wonderful people around you.
Again. That's Listen Honey, H-U-N-N-A-Y. Jeannie Mai. Do you think, you know, we were talking to one of our last guests about this, that it might feel scary to go to the hospital right now if you do feel like you're sick and not sick from necessarily COVID-19, but just feeling sick because things like that are still happening or things are like, you know, one of my friends dropped a butcher knife on her toe the other day because she was cooking, you know, she's cooking a lot more in the kitchen and stuff. And she was so scared to go to the hospital for it, but she needed to. What's your advice for everyone?
My advice for that is absolutely call before you go in. So first and foremost, if you have any sort of respiratory symptom or a fever, absolutely wear a mask when you leave your house and let the hospital know that you're coming before you do. That's one of the biggest things is people are if they're showing up to the hospital without the hospital knowing and they're exposing a ton more people. So even if you don't think you have it, but you're having one or more symptoms, absolutely wear a mask, wash your hands, and let them know that you're coming beforehand. The biggest thing for me is to stay informed, know where to go. Some hospitals still aren't taking patients. So if you can go to an urgent care or something like that, that would be the best option to do first.
Oh God. I remember like right before the news was really intense in our country about COVID-19, Cyrus had, I think it was like mid-February. So like there was news about it, but nothing was happening in America. And Cyrus, what did I say?
That we knew of.
Oh, that we knew of. Right. It wasn't on the news. And if you didn't watch I'm not somebody who consumes the news all the time. Like there's could be stuff going on that I'm like, oh, I'm not totally versed in what's going on right now. Anyway, but Cyrus fell off his bed and just busted his little chin out.
Oh, no.
I mean, I haven't seen so much blood on a little face since my days being a lifeguard, when kids would fall down and scrape their chins open and stuff. And I was like, oh my God. And I was so tired, and it was like midnight. And of course we went to the ER. And I just think, like, now would I still go, you know? And like, should I go? And is that even, it's like, you got to weigh your options here. Like, do I go and get stitches for a busted chin? I mean, luckily, hopefully, knock on wood, I don't have to make that decision right now. But every day as a mom is a new adventure. You never know what kind of shape.
Right? Exactly.
How they'll, you know, throw themselves down the stairs or whatever. A butcher knife falling on a toe. Ugh.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's Nikki, brutal. By the way. She actually almost lost two toes, she said.
Oh, no.
I actually, side note, dropped a massive cutting board on my ankle and had a huge bruise on my ankle for like a good week. But I just, you know, it's interesting that parents are now being forced to make these decisions about like their kids. And, you know, if your kid is bleeding, okay, that might not be, it might just be a superficial cut that you can fix at home. And anyway, I just kind of rambled, but I'm really happy I didn't have to make that decision.
I know. It's, but some people do right now, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is, I mean, obviously a mask. The CDC recommends that if you leave your home, you have a mask on. So, and then social distancing. So if you need to go to the hospital, those are the two main things. Wear a mask, stay away from people. It's tricky. I kind of feel the same way, where I'm like keeping my girls in a bubble. Like, don't jump on the couch. Don't climb on that, you know, just so that you don't have to worry about that.
And I think about all the moms that are like, or moms to be, that are pregnant right now. And I think, oh, this is a weird time to be pregnant. On one hand, quarantine could be the best time to be pregnant, because everybody's kind of sitting at home eating, and you just get to eat and grow a baby at the same time.
Well, Megan, actually, it seems like it's pretty busy over there, but thank you so much for joining us and letting us know how you're doing and for the job that you're doing. I can't ever imagine being in your place, and, you know, the love and the kindness that you must have to be able to get up every single day and take care of other people.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun. Thank you for having me.
You're a hero, Megan.
You popped my cherry, my podcast cherry. I'm so excited about it. Thank you so much.
You're awesome, Megan. And I hope I see you in person soon.
Yes, I know.
Probably not, but hopefully.
Hopefully soon. Hopefully with warmer weather, we'll see, like, you know, things get better. And I'm so excited about the wedding in months to come.
I know. So. Tell your fam I said hi. Yeah, hang in there, and everybody appreciates you and are rooting you on from afar. And
thank you. Thank you so much.
Isn't she just the sweetest, like, human?
Megan is so sweet.
She's so sweet.
So down to earth. She basically played down the fact that she's busting her butt.
I know. I'm so impressed by her. And she's like kind of my new sister, right?
Yeah.
How does that work? Is. She's my sister's sister-in-law. So does that make her my sister-in-law too?
Wait, she's your sister's sister-in-law. I know. I think about this because my brother-in-law, his wife has a sister.
Yeah. So what's
and,
that?
But we're essentially family, right? Because we hang out during family things, like on the holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's she is family in some ways.
So there you go. That was my sister. How did you like that?
That's definitely someone in your family.
So, you know, I'm curious, you guys, if you are totally sick of hearing about coronavirus, let us know. And, you know, on the Facebook fan page, if you're kind of still interested in hearing about it, I'm curious. It's kind of a weird time to navigate on what to talk about. Susan and I have talked about this, privately a couple times on whether or not we want to keep, you know, mentioning it.
Do you guys want to know how we feel right now during coronavirus and self-quarantine? Or are you like, I'm so sick of this shit. I don't want to hear about it from anybody. I want to be put, you know, if you listen to us, do you want to hear about things that make you not think about what's happening? Because we could do that too. We probably want to do that. So,
yeah. You know, it's funny. I've heard from some new moms that are like, yeah, so quarantine's pretty much similar to just being a new mom right now. I think that's kind of funny. Maybe, I guess it is. Anywho.
Yeah, but when you're a new mom, you don't want it to last so long. Like, I took maternity leave from September to December, and then January and February, I was just starting to, like, go back to normal life. Like, barely, not even truly, because I was still breastfeeding. And then this all hit, and, you know, it just screwed everything. So I went back into the house.
I miss January and February.
Those
were like the best 2 months I'd had in like 2 years.
I know. And you know what's funny is I tweet occasionally. I tweeted not too long ago that, you know, I felt a little sad because 2020 was going to be the year. You know what, if somebody responded? It could still be the year.
There you go.
Yeah, it could still be the year.
I watched a really good video. I should look it up. It was called, it was this guy, Tom Foolery, I think is his name. And he was reading this a book to his kid that he like wrote. And it just really put things in perspective about what's going on and how, and sort of how to talk to kids about it. And it also just calmed me down. And it was, I don't know, it was healing for me. There's a lot of good stuff going on right now. And I need to really focus on the good right now. You know,
wrote a children's book, Shahrzad.
I'm so excited. Hopefully.
When were you ever going to do that?
Never. You know what? I wasn't. I really, really, really was never going to do that. And I mean, I wanted to because Idris, it was such a, like, it's weird to say it was a passion project for my five-year-old, but it was. It was something he was really excited about. And I was excited about it too. But then when it came around to actually sitting down and doing it, you know, it's one of those things where I, you know, never really found the time. And guess what? I had a lot of lately, time. But it's fun to do stuff with my kids. I am enjoying them. They are being good, even though I yelled at them this morning and I'm frustrated with myself for losing my shit. They are being really, really good, all things considered.
Be kind to yourself too, though. Only a human too.
I know.
You're only human.
I'm good like 80% of the time. That last 20, it's like just a pot that's bubbling over and explodes.
Yep. I know. Everywhere. I get it.
Well, thank you guys for listening. And, you know, it'd be great if you want to leave a review, subscribe, and always stay connected, you know, however you like to connect with people, if it's via Instagram or the private Facebook group, come on down, say hi.
Find us.
Cheerio.
Bye.